My name is Samantha Ferrier, and I am a 2009 graduate from Oak Ridge High School, and I won the Building a Better World scholarship for the travel part. I'm not exactly sure where I'm going to college at, but hopefully it's going to be in Portland, which is the place that I won my scholarship for. All right, I guess I'm going to read my essay now. The famous poet, author, and playwright Maya Angelou once said, "Perhaps travel cannot prevent bigotry, but by demonstrating that all people cry, laugh, eat, worry, and die, it can introduce the idea that if we try and understand each other, we may even become friends." I, too, believe that traveling opens one's eyes to new things that can lead to a better understanding of the world around them. Not only does a person gain the experience from traveling, they also are given an opportunity to truly find themselves, their true self, not the person that is formed and molded by the way things have always been and the way they are expected to be. I can only speak on behalf of myself, but I have never had a bad traveling experience. With each new place I venture to, I try new things, meet new people, and it never fails that the person I hope to be shines through. However, traveling isn't just about the traveler. It's about those people who do not have the means to travel, but would love to see the world. It's about those in need, and it's about the whole world and making it better. When you travel, you meet these people who are so interested in not only showing you where they come from, but also learning about you and your life. People want to know about you and what it is like where you live. It's all about getting the most out of an experience, and you do that by learning, but also by teaching. Sometimes you do meet those who have no one to turn to except foreigners. They rely on you to tell the world about their despair. They depend on you to find an emotional connection with them and to somehow feel the terror they're undergoing. In the end, justice and peace can only be achieved when people travel and reach out to those in need and make a permanent connection that will change them forever. Traveling is the key to making this world a better place, not just for you and those close to you, but the people across the world from you. When you come in contact with situations you are not used to, you personally change and you take one step closer to changing the world. You not only learn that about the ways of life, but you teach about them too. You learn that you are no better than the next guy, that what you wear, what you eat, and how you dress means nothing. But the single most important thing about traveling is you get back what you put in. If you don't hold back, talk to everybody, try new things, and keep an open mind, you will have the time of your life. You will never forget the places you have traveled and the people you meet. Portland, Oregon is my destination, not only because it is a new and upcoming city on the West Coast, but because I hope to attend college at Portland State University. I have never personally been to the West Coast, but I have heard it's absolutely beautiful. And how could it not be? You have the ocean, mountains, and a city. The chance to go to Portland would not only jumpstart my enthusiasm about college, but would guarantee that I would go to college after my year off. Visiting Portland will excite me to move out west and begin the next step in my life. I believe that Portland is a place that often gets overlooked due to the fact that it isn't a major city. But at the same time, I believe there is a certain aspect of it people forget about too. Maybe it's the underground music scene or the fact that it's the cheapest city on the West Coast. Although I'm not exactly sure what it is, I know for a fact that Portland, Oregon has captured my interest. My plan is to travel by train for a 4-day, 5-night trip from about August 26th to August 30th so I can get a campus tour of Portland State University, the main reason I'm going out to Portland. Of course, I plan on exploring the college, but I also have been keeping in touch with the staff at a coffee roaster called Stumptown Coffee, which is another place I plan on visiting. Hopefully, if I apply to Stumptown Coffee, I will have a foot in the door since they already know me and my situation. Truthfully, that is my only plans that I have set in stone. When I travel, I usually enjoy exploring the town and not having any set plans. In a way, it forces me to talk to the locals. Plus, when you just let yourself go wherever and do whatever comes up, you experience more of the city. In the end, I want my journey in Portland to be based on why people live there, not why people visit there.